This is to affirm to yourself everything that you are, everything that you've created, everything that you want. To know that you are entitled, to know that you have the opportunity to actually embody that you are the creator of your life. Take a few deep breaths. Expand your heart. Connect to that part of you that is your divine presence inside, that's connected to everything that exists. And as you breathe, feel your heart grow wider in all directions, as if all parts of your heart center, all parts of your divine presence in its wholeness, are connected to every part of your own being that's in your monad structure or monadic structure. There are 144 other parts of yourself, some down in the earth, deep into the earth, and some into the other higher realms beyond the earth. So expand your heart in all directions, as if there are cords of light from your heart and the hearts of all of these parts of your being. Some coming, all of them coming to you from their hearts, and your cords of golden light going out to them. As if the truth of everything that you are is connected through your heart center, through your divine flame, expanding into all these other parts of you, so that those parts in all these different dimensions, including the ones deep into the earth, come back to you with cords of golden light. So that you begin to feel your connection to everything that exists within yourself. And as you breathe in and out a number of times, you start to feel the presence of these parts of you that are parts of your own being. So that you feel that all parts of you, whether you've been consciously aware of them or not, become more apparent to you. You begin to feel the presence of support. You begin to awaken them to remember that you are part of them as much as they are a part of you. And as you breathe, this is to help you to really know how you are creating your life from a fuller understanding of yourself in your God presence. So take a few deep breaths. And with every breath, find that you feel more and more connected to yourself, more expanded, and more supported. And continue to breathe. And as you breathe in, you're breathing from those parts of your being, from your monad. And as you're breathing out, you're breathing into them. Heart to heart, through golden cords of light, from the heart center in all directions. Upward, downward, front to back, side to side, and diagonally. So that as you breathe, these golden cords of light meld together and you're surrounded and emanating, and the emanations are coming into you as golden vibrations, so that as if you in your physical experience are standing in the golden frequency of the Christed consciousness, the higher frequency of divine energy and healing. And breathe in this healing energy of your own light. And exhale your own energy of healing outward to all parts of you. So if there are any parts of your own monad that have not been in sync or in alignment with the rest of your being, You begin to find that as you breathe into them and recognize them for who they are in gratitude as part of you, and they breathe back into you and recognize you in gratitude as part of them, you start to become more in sync with all parts of your own being to feel wholeness. So continue to breathe. And keep expanding your heart even wider. And as you breathe, feel your brain emanating pure white light, going down into your spine, emanating pure white light that goes into your entire pillar of your own being. So you're being infused with this high-frequency white light that's still part of your divine presence, with your golden light emanating from your heart, merging as all the chakras begin to be awakened through this gold and white light. And your pillar of light becomes stronger, brighter, more expansive, expanding beyond your physical body. And breathe deeply into your system and out, so that your whole pillar in all directions starts to emanate more and more light. And you feel your presence much more fully now. And you begin to feel the light of your own being. And hold in this space as it anchors deep into the earth, Mother's heart, your energy of your own divine presence in its fuller expansion, as emanates all the way down into the heart of the earth for grounding this pillar of your light. Feel your pillar of light extending all the way down into the earth and all the way out into the great central sun and beyond. And make sure the pillar is equidistant up and down as it all comes from your heart. And again, feel your brain expanding with so much light, 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 bright white light. And expanding that all the way down into your spine, aligning your spine with white light. And emanating from your spine into all the chakras that make up the whole of your divine pillar of light and love. Feel the unified field holding a space right around as far as your pillar extends. So if you extend your pillar wider, the unified field is right there to hold you, all the way around and down, below you and above you, in every direction. Remember, you're three-dimensional, so your pillar expands in all directions. And keep breathing. Bashalia lakatareme nusukutu lulu satara. Yayama yakata, we speak to you to help you to expand yourselves and open wider. To be open is to be able to receive and be received and to take your rightful place more fully on this earth. So as much as you're expanding, you need to bring your energy or breathe it all the way down into the Earth Mother's heart, so she can hold a space of love for you, of being who you are. And as you breathe, find that your entire being starts to feel tingly with light, as if waves of your own energy are moving through you, cleansing and purifying and infusing you more with the truth of who you already are in your divine existence. Zaisha tala varika mal lagususu pashem perepete likara ni kasa shumpuakwa. We're anchoring your pillar more now. It's a necessity at this time. As the energies on the planet and through the planet and coming into transmissions for the planet and for the inhabitants are awakening your own divine presence to bring your fullness of your frequency, the truth of your frequency, a much higher frequency of God consciousness of love, to emanate from you and through you, saturating all your cells and organs, cleansing and purifying and healing you, and awakening you to your knowing, heightening all your abilities through your sensitivity, through your sensory perceptions. Zukusa nikuru turu bai, nikushurukulu la marikusu tayilil, lakuruta. We speak to your cells to allow them to awaken, to open more now. We speak to the DNA of your structure to awaken those strands that hold your consciousness. Zurushuru guru vrari guru matare blad, nuguru shimdare guvuri jibale lakuru. Sedike tere kasan tere ku zuruva, la lakara nikuru nu suta, banshikululu vlaklan tere, banshikluru blanta plakan tere, zoguzan sarede, nukusupal kalatan terovo, guzaz karajin shereko vlade, imya yaniki zunijikutundu. Durut, durut, durushan shereku, breathe. Dijigujani adaryatana. Expand your pillar even more so. As if you're awakening just through breathing. Orushiru dushele yatal dukurika huyanate eleireru kushikuru. Amhayale kerikuru, emarikulere hikuru shururu, elelu shrekururu, shanakalere kerikuria, erikia nehiru, erikina eriku, Saleki kalya haya hade eleikaru kuru kuru. And take some deep breaths. And again, expand your pillar of light from your heart and feel cords of golden light coming out of your heart center in all directions, including down into the earth, outside of the earth, beyond, and on the earth itself. For any parts of your being that are part of your monad, so those cords of light go to the heart, from your heart to their hearts, and from their hearts back to you, and feel the extensions coming back and forth energetically, the love connecting and feeling this huge connection as if it's a strengthened connection for all of you as one. And gradually, as all of this is connected, all the light of gold starts to feel like you're just sitting and being bathed in golden light, bathed in golden light. Bathed in golden light. As if you're being saturated with this incredibly beautiful, loving energy of grace. as if God's holding grace, holding you. With the energy of the Christed frequency and the energies of the angelic frequencies and archangelic frequencies and the energies of the Divine Mother within and without. And your own Holy Spirit is being infused more now as you call in your Divine Presence more fully now. As if you're able to finally allow yourself to be here. Really preparing yourselves for what is to come. To allow this life for you to be your greatest creation. Your life is your greatest creation. So how you live your life, what you allow in your life, who you allow in your life, what you experience and how you experience, is your greatest creation. Have gratitude for everything in your life, whether it's been your pain, your sadness, your confusion, your illusion, or whether it's been your joy, your passion, your excitement, your manifestations. Everything helps you to grow. And everything is an opportunity to reach for something better, higher, or more in alignment with what you want. So review your life. Look what you have created. So your life is your greatest creation. So in this openness of this connection to every part of your being, anchored into the earth for grounding, for realization, for materialization, matter realization. Hold an infusion of your own desire to tell yourself, my life is my greatest creation. 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 No juria sara calavare di shala dalle vericatari nido tu suruaya. Neberi cushitel calatari curu. Hayare cushaleia. Corusci calareia. Marushara curibel. Cal 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 calta. Turusci caruguru she. Emaya du shere kuru shirikuta omare kuhiri kishika marushi kuru shelelelo. Have gratitude for everything you have created. Have gratitude for all the lessons and for all the people and the situations that have been there in combination with you to co-create the life you've created. Take inventory and look at your life in all different areas. What do you want to keep? What do you enjoy having in your life that you already have? What would you like to change? What would you like to let go of? And what would you like to add? And take a few moments to pay attention to particular areas of your life. Maybe use one now and then go back and do others. It's easier to look at one area at a time. Perhaps you might want to look at the area of your life that feels like you would like to change the most, or the area of your life that you feel is the best situations you've had so far. Pick one area and review it now, while you stay open and grounded. And breathe. And continue these lists for yourself. And hold the focus that your life is your greatest creation. And you have made that happen. So you have the ability to refine your choice if you'd like. Take a deep breath. Continue with the list if you'd like. Or come back to normal consciousness and then open your eyes.